Nolte, thanks to Donald Trump, GOP closes empathy gap with Democrats. By John Nolte on September 27, 2023. Thanks to former President Donald Trump, Republicans have closed the gap with Democrats on the number of people who say the GOP cares about people like them. Back in 2016, Democrats enjoyed a 13-point lead on the question of which party cares about people like me. Democrats earned 43%, while the GOP sat at just 30%. This is frequently described as the empathy question. In just 7 years, those numbers have moved dramatically in the GOP's direction and into a statistical tie. Currently, 39% believe the Republican Party cares about people like me, a 9-point jump, while 41% say the same about Democrats, a 2-point loss. Via Morning Consult. Since 2016, the GOP has closed its deficit against the Democratic Party on the question of caring about people like me. Additionally, Donald Trump's party has taken a lead over Joe Biden's on this question among middle-income households, people without a college degree and white people, and has cut the Democratic Party's advantage among voters of color, most notably black voters. At the same time, voters are far more likely to say the Republican Party cares about elites than the Democratic Party, 62% to 47%, even as the two parties run neck and neck on the question of caring about working-class Americans. So what's changed since 2016? Only one thing, and that's Trump. Get a load of this. Despite billions and billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda. Despite Democrats wholly owning the propaganda machines of Hollywood, academia, big tech, and big business. Despite almost all of that propaganda aimed at smearing Trump and his supporters as the KKK, which was a Democrat Party organization, the GOP has improved its standing with black people while Democrats lost standing. Think about the 24/7 crusade to divide America across racial lines, and then look at this. Back in 2016, only 12% of black people said the GOP cared about them. But after 7 years of nonstop propaganda, that number has climbed 9 points to 21%. 7 years ago, 71% of black people said Democrats cared about them. That is now down 7 points to 64%. That's a 16-point swing in the GOP's favor in the face of the most hateful, well-funded, coordinated hate campaign this country has ever seen. The numbers also move the GOP's way with Hispanics. In 2016, Democrats enjoyed a 56 to 33% advantage on the empathy question. Today, after 7 years of kids in cages and countless other lies, the gap has narrowed to 51 to 38%. That's a 10-point swing. A mere 7 years ago, Democrats enjoyed a 41 to 29% advantage among those without a college education. Today, the GOP leads 40 to 38%. That's a 14-point swing. On every metric, despite this all-out media-slash-Hollywood-slash-academic-slash-big-business assault to paint the MAGA movement as the Third Reich, the GOP gained while Democrats lost. Why? First off, Trump embraced the working class. He outflanked Democrats on this issue, which forced Democrats to embrace the crazies, like the fascist transsexual movement and mentally ill, neurotic, barren, and bitter unmarried white women. So now it's Democrats who look increasingly out of touch and uncaring towards normal people, which, of course, they are. Exclusive, John Roark, Trump is a man of the people, he will definitely be the nominee. As far as black Americans, a disproportionate number of black people live in these Democrat-run cities that are imploding due to rampant crime, homelessness, illegal immigration, and drug abuse. Democrats are also the only thing stopping black parents from receiving access to private schools through a voucher program. It is Democrats who stand with the evil teachers' unions at the expense of children who desperately need an education. Finally, new media has gained a real voice. We are part of the conversation now, part of the narrative. The fake New York Times, Tinlaw, and the Washington Post no longer set the table. New media is everywhere, and people are accessing it instead of relying on these disgraced, left-wing outlets. The corporate media, big tech, and Hollywood are more shrill and aggressive than ever, but nowhere near as effective.